point, Joe.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, who's this?
Oh, we can get you, ma'am. This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, so ma'am, this is a verification call for you that last night under your cell phone number, which is ending with 900, we have requested charge $299 for purchasing gift card. So did you authorize it, even, ma'am?
No, I did not.
You did not?
No, I've not done anything for that amount.
Alright, and could you please let me know that, is there anyone in your family member who can done this purchase on your behalf?
No, nobody.
Nobody, alright. Ma'am, as we can see that, the billing address on this purchase was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America. So, like, do you know any person from there?
No, I don't. I live in Australia. I don't know anybody in America.
Alright, so we got the confirmation from your side that there's no such order that you have placed. This might be a completely case of a fraudulent charge. Some people from overseas might get your information somehow from the internet and they have done this to steal your information, alright? So right now, ma'am, what we need to do, first of all, we need to generate a 9-digit cancellation ID for you. With the help of that, we're going to cancel that transaction and we're going to block the eBay account, alright?
I don't have an eBay account.
But ma'am, as you can see that, the cell phone number, which is ending with 900, it has been attached to that eBay account.
I have not been on eBay for years.
Alright, so this might be, as I told you, this might be a completely case of fraudulent charge. Some overseas hackers have your information and they are trying to do this to like steal your funds, alright? So could you please let me know, ma'am, like in past 48 hours, like have you ever shared your any kind of personal or financial information over the phone call to anyone?
No.
No. Alright, so right now, ma'am, what we need to do, we have to provide you a security so that could you please let me know that what are the online device do you use? Like do you have any kind of cell phone, computer or a laptop with you?
I have a tablet, that's it.
You have a tablet, that's right. Alright. So are you talking with me on the same tablet right now, ma'am?
No.
Alright. So now do a thing now. First of all, be handy with the tablet.
Sorry, I can barely hear you.
I'm saying that be handy with the tablet.
Sorry?
Be handy with the tablet, ma'am. The tablet which you are using for going online. Be handy with that tablet.
The tablet's out in the other room of the church.
So like, could you please go to your other room and grab the tablet so that we can do this for right now?
No, I'm not doing anything.
If you're not
you could be anybody talking to me.
Ma'am, we are not calling you from any XYZ company, alright? We are calling you from eBay.
I don't even know my logins on eBay.
Yes, that is the reason I'm telling you, because we can see that the billing address was from the California, from the America. So that is the reason we give you this verification call before charge you, because we want to know that is that you the person who are making this kind of online overseas transaction or not. Alright? And we are calling you to secure your information. We are not calling you to like get your funds or something like that, ma'am. Did you get my point here?
Yes, I do, but I don't see how you can charge me when I have a defunct eBay account.
Ma'am, you don't have any of your personal information. Those persons who are using this kind of your information in our eBay platform, they have that, alright? And right now, if we don't cancel the transaction and block that eBay account, the money will be deducted from your bank account and you will not gonna blame us, alright?
Alright, do you have my bank account number?
We don't have any of your single information now. We only have your cell phone number. But those persons who have your information, they're going to charge you in any other platform, all right? Because right now they have used your personal information in our eBay platform. But in future, they're going to also use your card like in Amazon or Fastpage, something like that. Did you get my point here?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a
what do you need to do?
So that is that, Matt, we don't want anything from you, right? We just want to provide your security with the help of that no other person can get access to your personal information, all right?
Okay.
All right. So that is the reason I'm telling you, be handy with your tablet.
I have the tablet.
All right. And now that on your tablet, you do have an application which is called Play Store. Open up the Play Store.
I've never seen that.
Like, you do have all the apps on your items right now. You will get to see your app which says Play Store with a triangle with a multiple colors, all right? Hello.
Yeah, I'm looking, but what's it called? Can you spell it for me?
It's Play Store, man. P-L-A-Y, Play, S-T-O-R-E, Store. It's Play Store. It will look
Play
like
Store.
It will look like a multiple color, with a triangle shape icon, all right?
I'm looking in all my folders, but I'm not seeing anything like it.
All right. So do a thing. Please read it out all the apps to me so that I can help you out that what is the application you need to open up, all right? Read out all the application to me.
Look, I've got to go to work shortly. I don't have time to sit here and read you all the applications.
So, ma'am, you need to, do you know how to search the application? You need to type Play Store so that you can find out the application, ma'am.
Oh, give me a moment.
Yeah.
No, I don't have that app anywhere on my...
And are you sure, man, that are you using a tablet? You're not using any iPad? Are you sure?
Well, it is an iPad, yeah. My tablet is an iPad, but...
Tell me the name of the brand which you're using right now? What is the brand name of that tablet or iPad, whatever?
I don't know.
It's an Apple or it's a Samsung, man?
It's an Apple iPad.
Oh, ma'am, you're using an Apple iPad. That's the reason you cannot find the Play Store application. All right? You need to open up the App Store. You need to open up the App Store, ma'am. Now look for the application, which is App Store. It should be A-double-P. App Store.
I know what the App Store is.
Yes, open up the App Store.
Yeah.
Now, ma'am, look at the very right-hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a search option over there. Can you see that?
Yes.
Give a tap on that. Now, search there.
Search for what?
Now, type the letter A. A as an alpha, letter A.
Yeah.
Then letter N. N as an Nancy.
Sorry? You're really hard to understand. I can hear a lot of breathing and a lot of interference.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I can still hear all the interference as well.
All right. So that's how our employees are working. That's why you are getting their voices, all right? Now, ma'am, after typing A, you need to put the letter N. N as a Nancy, letter N.
A-N, yes.
The letter Y. Y, I have a yellow letter Y.
Any?
Then death. It should be D-E-S-K. Death. D as a doctor, E as an echo, S as a sugar, and K as a killer. It should be any death.
Yes.
Now search for it and just do let me know what comes up on the screen, all right?
Any desk, remote, desktop.
Yes, madam. This application will help you to get the cancellation form, and after that you will get to see your mobile is completely secure, all right? So do a thing.
No, I'm not putting it on any app that gives people remote access from anywhere.
No,
go away.
No, ma'am. You're not